Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened?
On Star 102.5.
Going to try and help out our listener, Alyssa, this morning, who is wanting some help finding out what happened with Derek. So let's chat with her first. Hey, Alyssa, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Did we wake you up? I heard we did.
That's okay. You know, I needed to get up eventually anyway.
So. That's the positive spin on the morning.
If it's you guys or my alarm clock, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I have to wake up eventually.
Well, you know, we wanted to get a hold of you because, you know, of course you asked for our help. And so we want to know what's going on with Derek. So where are things at? What's the latest with you and Derek at this point?
Okay, so we went out for dinner about a week ago.
Okay.
And then I sent him a text like the next day saying, thank you for dinner. And I asked him if he wanted to hang out again, but then he never got back to me.
Okay. And you tried following up, I assume?
No, because, you know, just like in my experience of dating and texting guys, I feel like if they want to hang out with you, they'll contact you.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if not, then they won't. So I just kind of leave it up. I sent like a thank you text and I'm like, you know what? I'll leave the ball in his court.
Right. I get it.
I am a little curious. You know, we have done many of these, and sometimes the ghosting period is weeks. And then other times it's like in this case, Alyssa's case, about a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does that seem long enough to be considered ghosted to you guys?
Yeah.
It does, a week?
Yeah, I was thinking like a couple hours.
That's what I was thinking too. If you haven't even texted us, just say, hey, thanks again for a great night. Moments after our night just ended, you dumped me.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Okay, Alyssa, you want to know? We're going to track Derek down and get to his side of things and see if we can find out what happened, okay?
Okay.
Get a quick cup of coffee, then come back for this.
Next, with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So what's Derek got to say about all of this? Well, you're going to find out in about 8 minutes.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.